How are you?
I'm good. I like the text invite where it's like, join my me or Spotify for podcasters. It almost makes it sound like important.
Oh God, is it that? Yeah, come join my recording!
It
Exclamation point. Happen
was more
right
the
now.
it was more like the Spotify for podcasters. We're
Said
doing
that.
God's work.
I'm trying to think of the name of that reviewer who does reviews at the end of Fresh Air, and he sounds like this.
Record, click, and post.
He really does just sound like the fat guy from The Simpsons,
Yeah, post
but
and sip.
a little higher pitched, I am. I don't remember my own name. But I'm the smartest man in the room, and once I accidentally raised my genitals, and that's the
Now you sound like
furthest
Truman
that is
Capote.
going. Yeah, he
This
basically is like Truman Capote.
is straight
Fuck
out
the
of,
Simpsons comic book guy.
yeah, straight out of Breakfast at Tiffany's. And then I showed my genitals.
I like being of a certain age because I was like, why is that guy doing a Droopy Dog impression? It's like, no, you fucknut. They somehow took all the catty queerness out of Truman Capote, but ran with the voice.
Yeah, remember when Droopy Dog was hanging out with Harper Lee? Like, oh, I really like your new book.
Hey. That's my Droopy Dog impression. That's what you're getting tonight. I blew my impression out already.
Is it Droopy? Is it Pat? Who knows? Ugh.
The variety of my no bounds. That was a Popeye right there.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I guess that makes me Bluto. Okay, sweet. Mirror squirt.
How are you, Molly?
You wanna read us in? Or
Sure.
is this just us
Guy,
raw dogging it into an intro?
I'm putting most of that in there.
Okay.
Mahler, if you can get your phone closer to the router, your audio is dipping in and out of touch. Could be me.
Oh,
I'm locked
motherfucker.
back in my childhood bedroom. One more
Oh.
stint of that. Yeah, well, it's my birthday today.
Is your router tucked in Maria's safety box? I don't know why I
Yeah,
phrased
it's in
it like
her couz, which is on my
that.
bed, 3 feet from me. So that's why my
Yeah.
signal's perfect.
No interference. Is it better now?
Yeah, it
Okay.
seems that I'll just say yes, regardless. I mean, you didn't
Okay.
break up in the 3 words you said, but I can't double down now. I'm a man talking tech. I can't say I was wrong. I'm guessing it's a router thing. I don't fucking know. Women are terrible with routers. I will run with that stereotype. My girlfriend had hers like buried behind a wall of shit and then was just like, yeah, I don't get a signal in my bedroom whatsoever. I'm like, well, you're fucking paying like $80 a month with Comcast, those goddamn robbers. And so I got an extra long coax and put it up in the air, like the baby Lion King being held aloft and now the entire house. Yeah, bye-bye, yeah. Bandwidth baby. And yeah, now the entire apartment and several other apartments get internet through it. So it's great.
Oh, there you go. You're giving back to the community.
Yeah. So
Is it good now? I'm in the same room as the router. I'm sitting, it's in the toilet tank, and I feel like I'm doing a good job for a woman.
yeah, well, it's how a woman should podcast, able to clean the pubes of her husband off the seat and
Women just aren't funny and don't know dick about routers.
there you go.
This is exactly the plot of the Barbie movie.
Yeah, you guys stink at routers and your feet are weirdly arched. And did you like Barbie? I forgot if we've gone over this.
I took my 9-year-old to see it, and she hated it. But that's because she's like not a girly girl and everything's pink and bubbly. And also sometimes she's really smart, but she's like Little Miss Literal. So like a joke will
Yeah.
just sail over her. And she'll try to rationalize it. And it's like, no, baby, it's a joke. So, like, I'm trying to explain to her it's sarcastic, it's satirical, it's like got emotional subtext. And she's like, emotional subtext, shmemotional subtext. I want to go home. So we just left.
Yeah, it's pink as John's mommy's router box. I don't like it.
It's too pink, and Margot Robbie is just not selling me on this whole fantasy land where women are confident.
What a load of shit. Why isn't she broadcasting from a bathroom?
Yes, exactly. This isn't my female paradigm. All the women in my family are depressed insomniacs. Oh, that was the one part she did like. She did like the Depression Barbie commercial. That resonated, where it's like, you know, it's Depression Barbie. Like, watch her, you know, eat an entire cake and, you know, fall asleep crying to Sense and Sensibility or something like that.
She is way ahead of the curve. Good for her.
She is, yeah. She's already emotionally devastated. Yeah. I've done a good job.
Well, I know you said because I know she does, like, what, a nightly Barbie play with your mom via iPad or something like
Yeah,
that?
I was just thinking about that because, like, I was walking by her room the other day and they're playing and all I heard her say was, and then the incubator said, two premature babies? And I was just like, okay.
So it's like half Barbie, half a research. Like,
yes, exactly. They had one game series where, like, a group of girls were suing Taylor Swift for stealing their song. These are very sophisticated Barbie games. Sometimes they take on, a Law and Order type of spin. That's mostly mom.
Yeah. One of my favorite memories is Harper accidentally FaceTiming me during Barbie time and was just like holding Barbies and was like, oh. And I'm like, hello, Harper, is your mother there? Silence. I'm like, I don't think you meant to call me, did you, Molly?
She's like, who the fuck is this person and why isn't he ready with his Barbie? This guy really doesn't know how to play the game.
I was just happy because I was sitting around the house, but I did have a shirt on. So that means, thank God, that was 20% odds.
It wasn't the Reddit Gone Wild stance. We've already got your earphones, Ed, and you're like Jeffrey Toobin. I just love the idea of her, like, hugging her knees, staring at you wide-eyed with her Barbies in utter confusion, like, no pressure to perform here. This weird little kid with her clutching her Barbie.
I reached for my Amiibos, my sweet Nintendo Amiibos, but it wasn't enough. They don't have movable joints. It's just not fun.
It's not fun. It's not fun to play Law & Order with Amiibos. Like, how do you even rape them?
What can the cum ooze out of if they don't have any orifices, you know?
Yeah. Well, what else is going on in your world?
As I said earlier, you unresponsive bitch, it's my birthday today.
Oh, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
I wasn't listening because you're so inconsequential. I'm just kidding. I mean, happy birthday.
You're a small man with zero Barbies. thank you. Yeah, it's my birthday, and I did like a birthday celebrating on Saturday. I don't know if that's like a thing where you're just like, fuck it, this is the easier day for everyone. So
you're not one of those people who's like, it's my birthday week. We're going to brunch today. Tomorrow we're going.
Fucking hate that. I do not care about birthdays. They cause me the agita, as the WAPs would say. I had an ex named Alana, and one time Alana was like, oh, it's the week of my birthday, I call it Alana Palooza. And I'm like,
oh my god, no
shit, Alana, why do
all right, we hate Alana now. Don't even know her. She could be like a nurse saving lives, and I'm just like, ugh, Alana Palooza.
She was like very witty and funny, and I was just like, I didn't see that level of black coming out of here yet.
She like, you know, witty and funny in a way that like extroverts are just like confident and it's annoying?
No, because she was an interesting chick, actually. She is, I know we just talked about Reddit Gone Wild. She is the only woman I ever like actually dated from
From
Reddit Gone
Reddit
Wild. Yeah, she lived like outside of Philly. I
Gone
was just
Wild.
getting outside of a marriage or out of a marriage, and she was randomly with her friend like in town one time. Like she had just gotten into a huge fight with the husband, and her friend was randomly from like right around my area, and they boogied back down here. And typically, I wouldn't have gone out because I just hated how I looked by that point. And I was like, look, I love pretending we're gonna meet and jerking off talking about that and getting nudes from you, but it's never actually gonna happen. But I was out on like a really miserable date, and she was like blowing up my phone and was like, hey, look, I'm here. Will you come by? And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. It's like almost on the way home. Let's do this.
It's not, I like the already because it's like you didn't like going out. You were like, I don't want to meet up in person. Then you're like, and now I was on a miserable date with someone else. So it's like, oh, Mister actually does go
It
out.
was a long time, a chick I knew for a very long time, and we would like flirt and like had a date like every other year, basically. And it was, you know, we were youngish. It never really went too far physically anytime. I don't know. She was cool. Carrie, if I remember. Carrie, one of the
She
part of
was tell she had telekinesis and a very religious background.
Yeah, loved pig's blood. She was part of the tribe actually, but not like super witty, but like tried to be ball busty like she was, but couldn't stick the landing. So it'd
Oh,
just be like,
she was.
you're
I'm
just not
wait, part
being
of the
interesting.
tribe, like the Greek tribe or my tribe?
Your tribe.
Oh, okay.
She's a Jewish chick, but like it so
So like Janice from Friends, where it's like you're a Jewish woman, and I want you to be funny, but you have goyim writer, so it's just not landing.
that is the most perfect analogy I've ever heard in my life. Yeah,
That
which just
sucked.
bust my fucking balls, basically. And I'm like, this isn't cute or playful. You're just being a piece of shit. And we were on like our fucking bi-yearly date, and I was just like, she was really giving me hell in a bar. And I was just like, this fucking sucks. And a goddamn smoke show whose router box I've already seen is like telling me to get the fuck back down to her. I was like, you know what? Peace. And I did. And Alana wound up just blowing me multiple times during that night with her friend in the hotel room. So,
Her and her friend.
no, her friend like just stared forward like, like watching
Worst
TV.
threesome ever.
It's,
She was
I
sitting there
think,
watching American Dad, disassociating.
The Witches of Waverly Place. I remember all of this very
Oh,
vividly.
how hard is it to come to Witches of Waverly Place?
I got there. I got
Okay,
there.
that's
I
fine.
there
I
was
rem
there.
what?
No, it was just really amazing seeing her friend stare forward. Like if she turned around, she was gonna turn into a pillar of salt or some shit. Like that is the most
Lot's
intense.
wife just like not looking back.
It is the most intensely anyone has ever focused on an episode of Witches of Waverly Place. Let me tell you that right now. And then, yeah, we all passed out. And then 2 hours later, I woke up to her doing her thing again. And I was like, I might have to marry this woman. But yeah, circling back to Alana, she held Alana-palooza once a year. And I was just like, God, that is the worst fucking thing.
Now every time it's my birthday, I want it to be Molly Connors. Everyone, come all ye geeks in your nerdiest apparel. We'll all sit in a room and be awkwardly quiet.
We'll all cosplay
Oh my God. It's
Which Molly are
terrible.
you?
I'm depressed, Molly. I'm reckless, Molly.
End of the day, no bra, Molly.
Yeah, I'm ate too much shoe, my Molly.
Oh, fucking A.
Lollapalooza. So how was that? Was there peyote?
I don't think I made it to a Lollapalooza. I think we broke up right before a Lollapalooza. I didn't make it to the High Holy Days.
It's a shame you couldn't have been part of that long train of
I had the goat ready to sacrifice. Yeah, she was an interesting case. I learned a lot in that situation.
Of what, getting blown twice in one night?
Yeah,
it really makes
blowjobs
you think.
Are good. Yeah. If you can leave a bad date for a date where you get blown twice in front of an unwilling third party, make that choice 10 times out of 10.
It's like you got rejected, scorned, and assaulted somebody all in one fell swoop.
The Law and Order hat trick.
Yeah. You're a triple threat.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to Lana's poor friend who just didn't see her night going that way. It's like, you couldn't even get a chubby recluse for me, Lana.
Yeah.
We've always been so close.
I know. Throw the lady anything. Fuck, give her $10. Tell her to take it to Bennigan's for a half hour, But nope. Just sit there while your friend sucks off a dude she met 5 minutes earlier.
I'm surprised she didn't just leave, because that's what I would have been like. Yeah, I'm going to walk around the block, or I'm going to something else.
I mean, look, maybe she didn't expect. Well, okay. She's been.
Maybe she didn't want to be rude.
Yeah. I mean, you're right, though. Like, if you know this person, you know that she's a crazy, might start sucking a stranger's dick in 5 minutes in front of me type, right? Like,
maybe she didn't want to leave because she was afraid her stupid friend would get murdered.
That's true. So she had
to. It's like, oh, you know, Alana, if I don't sit here all night, she's liable to suck off any old serial killer.
Yeah, and the fourth or fifth time, some guy's gonna, she'll roll those blowjob dice and come up with snake eyes.
Oh, maybe that's why she did it twice. She figured if she made you extra happy, you wouldn't, like, murder her.
You'd be too twitchy to hold a knife.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, man, that takes me back. That was, God, that's probably, like, 30, so...
Mm. But in your naivete of youth.
Yeah. Back when I did not care to regard many a red flag.
Yeah. You're like, those red flags are like a semaphore waving me down.
Yeah, exactly.
I park my boat here, right?
Yeah. Is it a red flag or is it a dance of a red veil? I'm entranced. What can I say? I spent a decade plus talking to people who posted themselves naked online randomly, which again, I don't judge. I think it's one of the better things you can do for humanity, all things considered.
I don't judge either. I'm convinced that, like, you know, during the pandemic where the government failed us, OnlyFans, like, came to the rescue, and, like, the sex workers saved everyone's sanity, and, like, everyone in New York would be, like, banging their pots and pans at 7 p.m. for the healthcare workers, and I'm like, bang them for the sex workers. Just bang, 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 woo!
But I think that's why I like the Gone Wild girls, because they do it for love of the game. Like,
well, I mean, that's the other thing too, is like, I'm not going to judge, because clearly on some level it's a form of intimacy that both parties need.
Yeah.
So as long as they're consenting and you're consenting and everyone's safe, like, that's not illegitimate. That's a thing.
Porn.
Unless you have an illegitimate child with one of them.
Yeah.
That's all I shut him up.
My little USB jizz baby.
Yeah. We call him Little Baby Clump.
I'm not the biggest
Clump person. Papa George.
My little Clump at your heel. Come here. I don't like birthdays. I kind of feel it's a tension. And I don't know if this is some form of mental illness or an anxiety speaking or something, but I get stressed at the idea of, like, coming up with gifts when it's like, well, what do you want? It's like, I don't fuck, like, you can give me literally nothing I want. I want a comedy career and I want a $1.2 million house. You
Who
know, like that.
expects gifts on their birthday past the age of like 20 something?
I
Like,
don't
unless it's a
know.
novelty gift. Like, I remember once my friend for my birthday got me like a whip and a ball gag and like, you know, joke presents, you know, like a,
Yeah.
you know, and a little necklace that says tranny because I have big hands.
Fantastic props for the Barbie games.
But beyond that, it's sort of like, and for little kids, sure, the novelty of living hasn't exactly worn off, and you still want your parents to show that they love you. But beyond a certain age, being like, "Ooh, it's my birthday, celebrate me!" Like, unless you're making it super fun for everyone else, it's kind of just annoying.
I eventually came up with things out of spite, basically. Like, and so I got a
Birthday
memory
hike.
card. Yeah, I got a memory card, and I got some gym shorts that I'd been eyeballing.
Okay.
My mom got me a Target gift card.
Oh, that's adorable. This wasn't all your passive aggressive way of being mad at me for not getting you a birthday present, is
Now it is.
it? You know, I didn't even want presents, so it's good that you didn't give me any gym
Not
shorts.
too late to get me an eShop gift card for the Nintendo store, Jesus
Oh,
Christ.
that's true.
And then, Kelly, because at first I was like, whatever, like, I don't care. What did I even get you for your birthday? And she's like, you paid for an entire trip to New York and then you got us a trip to a spa. And I was like, okay, you do owe me something.
You're like, just give me three blowjobs and we'll call it even.
I need you to place your mouth upon my shaft thrice.
But I also need one of your friends to sit with her back to
Yes,
us.
I call it a 1.5 Alana. This is a sad confession as a locksmith, but I am a terrible lock pick. Like, I'm okay at picking locks, but I basically have one move. It's like my sex game. I've got one move and it doesn't work, out comes the drill. You know, and for like a hundred
Does it also involve a credit card?
Yeah, sometimes I stick a credit card in. Wait, you've never made love before? Jesus. And I got this like little three-part kit. It's like lock picks, a high-end lock pick set, which is nice because I always get the lowest end kit from HPC distributors called the Tiro. And I love it because literally no one in the blue collar profession, except for me, knows what the fuck Tiro is, but he was Cicero's assistant. And that is why a Tiro is like a little helper, a little baby, a little bitch thing. So,
It's so funny. It's like the medical community staff with the snake, like some ancient reference for something that's like, here's a little screwdriver for
yeah,
the
exactly. Like,
thing. Your little bitch tool.
isn't the cover to Dr. Feelgood, you know? Like, fucking, sorry, deep Motley Crue reference there. So I got this. It's like three lock cylinders that are like half cut away, so you can see the pins and shit as you shove the lock picks in. And I'm excited to fuck around with those things. Sounds fun. Yeah.
I like to shove things and you like to shove little
Shove
things in
things and
things.
things, yeah. Smidge them back and forth. Magic happens. I don't
There you go.
know. Yeah.
That's a business.
It
So threesomes aside, you have your lovely lady who's gonna give you lovely birthday presents.
is.
And you're going to settle into domestic life now. It's gonna be domesticity gone wild, right?
I am moving in with Kelly, yeah, my gal, in a couple of weeks,
Is
which
it okay that I
means
brought that up? That's not like private, is it?
I have like three side pieces listening to this. You've made it so fucking weird.
Oh,
No, it's my first time living with someone, and given, I think the beauty of it is she gets up crazy early for work. and then goes to bed super early. So it might be a touch difficult doing late night pods, or I might have to go out to the car to do that stuff. But I don't think my beating off will have, will be
Well, that's
impacted that
what's
much.
really important.
Yeah, exactly. Like I can,
Priorities.
I'm not the biggest morning meat beater, so I guess at night I'll just have to sneak off to the derelict, dude. I don't fucking know. Like it's
So you're just gonna be like every other married person.
yeah, that's it. Just sad,
We all
nasty.
sneak off to the toilet at 11 p.m. for a quick wank.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm looking forward to real bad hemorrhoids real soon.
What do you do it on the toilet?
What am I gonna do?
You're like, I
Stand?
want to
Yeah, I don't have good knees,
down.
God.
What, you can't stand for 2 minutes?
One for each pump. Yeah, I'm a slow stroke.
Slow stroke. I want to take my time, make love to myself. I want to just rush through
Savor it.
it. Well, that's good. You can definitely like sneak off and sit in your car and do podcasts like a heroin addict on intervention.
Yeah, exactly. A little tin foil, a little lighter. Confuse the hell out of the cops when they pull up. I got that going on, and I'm pivoting into doing stand up. I'm not doing much improv these days, so.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. I know that you had like a lot of fun at your class. So you have a
I
tight five
do.
now?
I have a tight three and a sloppy two.
Nice. There
Yes,
you
my last two X's.
go.
I'm honing it. I'll have a tight five. I will have a five I am proud of by the show, which is March 13th.
If
It's
I know anything about you, like because you're so hypercritical of yourself and always like want to crush, like I think in your mind, like a loose five by someone else's standards would be like super stellar material.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
You
I
are.
my standards are higher.
Oh yeah. No, I am exacting. Like I've been working on the first three-ish of the set for a while. Basically I start with talking about how I'm in a cat love triangle.
Relatable.
I got my cat back at home, and then I got my gal's cat. The lie is that I have two cats back at home and my girlfriend has two cats, but that just sounds fucking weird.
Then you
So
have a secret family of cats that you put up in an apartment across town.
would be a nice little button. I still need to come up with a fucking like button for it, honestly, because I go deep into that metaphor and then
Well, I thought you
it
had like, yeah, the pussy can smell the other pussy on. I'd be like, you've been with someone.
I do, and I explore that whole thing, but I still think I have to resolve how the hell I'm living in this cat triangle, love triangle now. And then I get into shtick about I only like to date middle-aged women because they share my greatly diminished zest for life, and how I went out with a few younger chicks when I was dating, but like the whole hopes and dreams things really turned me off.
Oh God, it gets so annoying as you get older, right? You just want to slap their young, hopeful little faces.
Yeah. And it's what's so great is like there's this
Sorry.
beautiful like 29-year-old in my class, and she sits up front, and it's just every week now because it's the same. It's our class. It's a class offered through the DC Improv called 5 Minutes to Funny. You pay a hefty sum, put it
Oh
that way, and you this comic out of Philly, really nice guy, pretty skilled, Chris Kochia. He comes down from Philly every Sunday just to teach this fucking thing. You all perform your five. Your classmates give notes. He gives some notes, and then the next person does their five. And so, like the last couple of weekends, yeah, like in front of this 29-year-old smoke show, I'm just like, young women sucking shit. Fuck off. And yeah, there are times in my life I would have paid good money to do that. Now I'm past it, but yeah.
But you know what? 29 is also old enough to for a woman, because women at 29 lose their shit. They're like, I'm gonna turn 30. Oh my God. And after you turn 30 and you see people do that, you're like, oh, shut the fuck up. 30's not even old.
I
But
feel there's a
like,
second shit losing at 35-ish or so.
yeah, a little bit.
A milder one.
I don't know. I guess it depends on who you are.
Okay.
But I also feel like 29 for a woman is old enough to laugh at a joke like that and be like, he's not talking about me. I'm all right. Like, women start in with like, I'm old the second they turn 27, and it's like, God, you're not even old.
Oh yeah, well it's funny because she very much overhauled her set this week, but last week she started off just being, I won't use her. Eh, fuck, I'll use her name. Who cares? She's like, my notes just started with Emily 29 single, and I guess that's all you really need to know about me. And it's like, yeah, I feel for you, Emily, who has her whole life ahead of her and looks fantastic. Like, I think it's gonna go okay for you, kid. Don't worry.
Yeah, we were talking about that when you told me about the class, and I feel for like attractive young women because I feel like you're trying to straddle two horses in comedy. Like, you want to be heard. You want to feel like sexually empowered just in general, but like you want to be heard and not just seen. And I feel like when you're trying to straddle two horses, a lot of female comics are like, I'm single. Anyone want to date me? And it's like, no, I'm just here to be funny. Like, being your normal neurotic self. You don't have to try to straddle both horses now. Just be yourself.
Yeah, you just have to straddle a promoter.
Yeah. Look, if Phyllis Diller could get up here and look like fucking Lady Elaine Fairchild puppet, then you can just relax and don't worry about who wants to date you or not.
I do. I fucking love this class because I did it once before, 7 years ago. If you want to talk about like fucking marking the passage of time. It was maybe the third comedy class I took. I'd done a couple improv classes and then I did this. I was like, this is going to launch my stand-up career. And
I love
I.
taking a class and thinking, this is going to launch my career.
Yeah, and
I
it was
say that because I
just.
went to college and studied the arts, so it doesn't, nothing,
Yeah,
no.
I went to college and I have a history major, was a couple credits away from a psych major as well. And.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And I've never held a fucking job that even required a college degree. So there you go. That's fucking life, kids. That's life, Emily.
Go to trade school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Just have an immigrant dad that knows a trade.
I
And.
swear, if you're an electrician or a plumber, you're doing better than literally anyone in comedy.
Yeah, I look, I when my days pay, they pay like crazy. And I'm just happy to have something that's kind of like eating the downtime on the slow days. Like now I can write instead of just furiously masturbate.
Oh, there you go.
And it's, I don't know, I just circling back though to the class thing, everyone taps out of this. Like almost no one sticks with stand up afterwards because we've had this talk. Like to be a stand up, there's a bottomless drive. It's not that you are the funny XYZ. Like, there's a lot of funny people that don't have, I don't want to call it like a hole inside them, but a stand-up like has to be the funniest motherfucker on a stage. He has to be funny in front of an audience. It's a very different urge from just being like happy as like the funny fucking guy in the office, you know?
Right.
And this class is like filled with the funny person in the office. And then they're just like, oh man, like, I have a decent life. I don't want to spend 15 hours a week sitting around mics and shit, like, and writing and doing all this. And it's like, hey, man, more power to you. You know, like, you're in DC, you're probably getting well paid and have like a good career. So get the fuck out.
Not that there's anything wrong with going to mics and sitting there and taking notes all day. And the thing that I always found was like when I was doing mics, and they're valuable to put in the reps and develop your material in a low stakes situation, but there were also a lot of people who seemed like they would just do mics and then never graduate to doing shows.
And I guess, can you, the distinction there, the show is like you've got just five comics, seven comics, or whatever the fuck is
It
booked
depends.
for the
When
show.
you're starting off and you're doing the bringer shows, you could do a 2-hour show where like everyone does like 5 to 7, and it's a clown car of comedians that by the end of the show feels like a hostage situation for everybody. But like you could still do well if you're funny. But the difference for me was like do I want to perform in a room full of five comedians who don't want to give it up? Or like, do you, George Carlin was like, I tested my material in front of real audiences. I feel like if you want to get an authentic response to actually gauge, and granted audiences can be different on any given night, but I still feel like overall you're going to get a better gauge of how you're doing material wise and performance wise when you're performing for people who aren't just other comedians. And then if you make the other comedians laugh that you're on the show with, then you know you really won.
Yeah, fucking crushing.
But the open mics, my first open mic was great. My second one sucked. And then I, you know, I kept doing it and they were, you know, consistently good. But it just sort of felt like, I guess sort of felt like improv a little bit, where you're all just jerking off in front of each other a little. And sometimes it's just like, yeah, a lot of them
not
are,
metaphorically.
Just... Yeah, not hey, it's comedy. You want to make it in this business, don't you?
No, Jeffrey, no.
I think you're well suited for it. And I think it's good. And I think you do well in front of New York audiences with comedians who are equally as jaded and depressed as you. Who also live with their mothers for substantial portions of their lives and possibly still do. So yeah. Do you know?
Well, we have plans. We have plans for... maybe next month, right? Or 2 months from now?
April, yeah.
April. I am going to come up to New York. I mean, I'm down for it. I don't know if you're going to wind up booked, which is fine. But
no, we can do some work together. I'm still down. I'm going down there anyway to visit Hecka the Mecca. Mm-hmm. My mam. And my mammy. Mommy dearest.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel like... we could definitely line some shit up. I just have to double check the dates because it's around my kids' stupid spring break.
How dare they?
But I figure between like Jason and my mom, like the two of them combined make like a whole adult that I can leave friends with. So it's fine.
Well, that'll be fun. I will, you know what? I'm looking forward to that a lot, honestly. We talked about this earlier today and it's been on my head. It's the real birthday present.
Aww.
Aww. I don't know.
Well, in that case, let me. I still want that fucking gift card.
Yeah.
Let me put out some feelers.
Okay.
But I think we could definitely line up a couple shows. I think that would be really cool for you. I think you would crush.
Well, thank you. I know you will. I've seen you perform.
I've probably bombed so hard sometimes. Well, actually, no, I haven't bombed. Like, to me, I'm the same as you. So, like, if I don't crush, I'm like, I bombed. And it's like, no.
I've never eaten pure shit. It's just like you said, I've done a lot of open mics to other stand-ups that, like, kind of don't give a fuck. They're just like, yeah, finish so I can get on stage. That's it.
That was one piece of advice that I got. So my first time doing an actual show was at Broadway Comedy Club. They have industry showcases where if you bring a certain amount of friends, they give you 5 minutes in the big room and they let you do a spot. And when I was gearing up for it, the booker was like, you know, I'm hesitant because you're so green, but you know what? You're funny. So I'm going to put you on. And I was like, no, I'll hit up some open mics first. And he was like, the one thing to know when you're going into an open mic is that if there was a thought bubble over every comic's head, it would just say me, 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 me. Yeah. So he was like, so don't get discouraged if you go to an open mic and it's not, you know.
For these bringer shows, can we all bring the same friends? Kind of like when you were a kid and you would pay yourself out of the candy money to buy more candy.
Yeah. Look, we'll just all bring some friends and we'll have them walk in and walk back out and come back in disguises and
little
come back
plastic
in again.
Mustaches.
Yeah. You know, dressed up like the Marx brothers.
I would love that. Yeah. And if the bookers say anything, just be like, look, it's really unfair for them to have to pick a side. All right. They're very close to both of us. It's going to make for something awkward. And I'm sure you, being a comedian, are oozing empathy, right?
Right, yeah. There's absolutely no coldness in your bitter, dark heart.
Empathy and social intelligence drip from your every pore, sir. Well, my dear, I will, I guess, bail on that happy note and need to go to bed. This is where the show peters out.
This is where the show peters out, where I go sleepy time and need to jerk off in my bathroom.
I'm trying not to do that as much. I'm trying. Oh my god. Oh god, I forgot. I actually fucking am not allowed to. Because
what?
they have to test me. Because I'm a cuck and my penis is in a cage currently.
What?
No, I... I gotta go to the fertility place like on Thursday and beat my meat into a fucking cup.
Oh, so wait, are you like not allowed to nut for 48 hours before you go? Is it like taking an ulcer test? You're gonna be like Elaine at the end of that episode of Seinfeld, where you're just so hungry to jerk off. You steal someone's drinks, coffee cake, and fuck it.
Yes. And on that note, Molly, it was a joy as always. We can find you online as at Molly Heckerling and at Molly Schmolly.
Yes, on the Twitters at Molly Schmolly. Oh, and I'm on Blue Sky now. If anybody's out there,
don't try to make that happen.
Don't try to make it happen.
It's gone. It's gone.
It's just me and Dave Anthony and the trannies.
And it's, you guys are great. It's adorable little triumvirate. You
take that, Elon. Even though we're all still on your website,
even though you post to my site as well. Yes, I'm noted critic Elon Musk.
Post and sip.
All right, Molly, talk to you later.
Okay, bye.